producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's Veterans Day 2014, and I thought, you know, that we talk a little bit about where Veterans Day came from, which I think many of you know, which is it started, I think, at the end of World War One, the war to end all wars.
Right.
Oh, well,
right.
Yeah. But it is a day. You know what I pulled up just because I was interested in it, and then when I started reading it, I got teared up, which is a lot of places, which I think is very cool, have special deals for veterans on Veterans Day. Did you know that?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, a local fast food chain I drove by in the morning here says it was Culver's. I don't know if you guys have those on the East Coast or not, but... It said something about free ice cream for vets today.
Let me tell you, I found this list, and I started going through it, and I got tearful. Applebee's will give you a free meal. Last year, they served 1 million free meals to military veterans and active service members.
That is fantastic.
You have 7 entrees to choose from, beverage and gratuity not included. You need a proof of service or a military ID. BJ's Restaurant, complimentary lunch entry up to $10. Bob Evans, all you can eat hot cakes.
Wow.
California Pizza Kitchen, a pizza, full-size salad or pasta, dine-in only. Come in uniform or bring your ID. Can you imagine somebody pretending to be military today? That would be really tacky.
That would be lame.
Yeah. At Carrabba's, you get a free appetizer. At Cattleman's Steakhouse, a free 8-ounce sirloin steak dinner.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Center Archie Restaurants, free meal for veterans, 25% off for meals for accompanying guests. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, definitely.
At Fiesta Del Burro Loco, all California Dreaming Restaurants, Carolina Roadhouse, Chop House 47 Restaurants, Gulfstream Cafe, Joey D's Oak Room, all New York Prime Restaurants, and the Tavern at Phipps. You know, I'm perfectly willing to do this just because I think it's so cool that people are doing this.
Yeah,
Champs
definitely.
American, a free cheeseburger, Charlie Brown Steakhouse, free meal, cheeseburger in paradise, All-American Burger with fries if you buy a beverage, Chick-fil-A, free meal to all veterans, Chili's, free meal Tuesday, choice of 1 of 7 meals during the dinner hour or any lunch combo during lunch.
Wow.
Claim Jumper, Cotton Patch, let's see. Denny's, build your own Grand Slam on Tuesday from 5 a.m. to noon.
Nice.
What's a Grand Slam?
I used to eat those in my younger college days. It's like a breakfast, kind of with
sounds
all
upsetting.
The
fixing. Okay, got it. Einstein Brothers Bagels, free coffee. Come on, fellas, step up. You could come up with a bagel. Famous Dave's free meal, 1 meat, a side, and a corn muffin. I mean,
hey,
I think these are fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Friendly's, free breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Breakfast offering is free, a big two-do breakfast, which includes coffee, choice of French toast, buttermilk pancakes, regular toast with bacon or sausage, and some eggs. Lunch or dinner includes an All-American burger served with fries and a beverage. I mean, I think these are great.
Yes, I do, too. This is
fantastic. I mean, there's just some, and most of them are just really Hooters.
Wow.
My favorite.
Okay.
A free meal up to $11 with any, you have to buy a drink, but.
That is fantastic.
IHOP, free red, white, and blue pancakes, a red, white, and blue pancakes combo plate, including eggs, bacon, and hash browns. Krispy Kreme.
No kidding.
Free donut and a small coffee.
I miss Krispy Kreme. I don't see a whole lot of those out there anymore.
Well, they all closed.
Yeah,
I think there's still one around here, but I think they're from Tennessee originally, because I remember them in college.
Sure.
Lone Star Steakhouse, a free starter. Longhorn Steakhouse, complimentary Texas Tunyon and non-alcoholic beverage. Max and Irma's, I don't know what a Max and Irma is.
I'm not sure either.
But you get a cheeseburger, an American combo, tortilla soup, side salad, seasoned fries, and a chocolate chip cookie. Man,
very nice,
McCormick and Schmick's, there's one at the seafood restaurant, free lunch or dinner. Oh, that was Sunday. So that was, I mean, that's not going to do you much good. I'd go in today, though. I mean, that's Noah's Bagels coffee. Outback has got a Bloomin' Onion and a non-alcoholic beverage. Perkins, let's see if I can find. Red Lobster, free appetizer.
Hey, all right.
Ruby Tuesdays, free app. Sizzler, free lunch, served till 4 o'clock. Choice of three entrees, free coffee or tea or fountain drink. Starbucks, free tall brewed coffee for actives.
Very nice.
I mean, I think this is great.
Yeah.
I mean, then they go on and on. TGIS, free lunch on all current military members and veterans from 11 to 2.
Apparently, Max and Irma's is a dining chain based out of Columbus, Ohio. And we don't have any of those around here, but we do have Village Inns and Baker Square, which I guess they own as well.
There we go.
So, yep.
The Olive Garden, you get a free entree. Tim Hortons, you get a donut. Uno Chicago Grill.
Ooh, I love
free
Uno's.
Free pizza or an entree with a purchase of a pizza.
Oh, man, I love that.
There we go. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I mean, I think this is wonderful because it's literally putting putting our mouth where their money is.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing to do. As I said, you know, I just was kind of curious, so I went kind of surfing to say.
Right.
You know, there's so many of them, and some of them are so generous. Some of them could be a little more generous. Let's face it.
Sure. But at least they're doing something.
I don't mean to badmouth
people
who are doing sort of limited, but I think the people who are saying, you know, come in and have dinner on us, there's something really lovely about that.
I
mean, because you figure, I mean, it's obviously a loss leader, and maybe they figure people will come in. I don't know what they're thinking, but I still think it's wonderful.
It seems very selfless to me, and that's the great thing about it.
It seems generous and appropriate, and there we go.
Yep. And these are people that deserve it. So,
you know,
I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that they disrupt their lives so that our lives don't have to be as disrupted.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about it, that's really how it comes out. So.
And I think, you know, speaking for myself anyways, and I think probably to you too, Joy, I mean, we're both very pacifist kind of people.
Yep.
And I'm not going to discount the fact that the veterans in our country have changed all of our lives, for the better in the history of our country, so that's...
Well, they've disrupted their lives, so we didn't have to, to a very large extent, and I think that that it is an act of... it was, one of the things that was really very touching to me was after September 11th, how many people went down to enlist, a feeling...
Yeah.
You know, and if you talk to them, some of them were people who felt... You know, a little bit disenchanted with the country, or feeling, politicians always out to line their own pockets, or even just taking being born in this country and being able, to choose whether to vote or not, as opposed to feeling like you're putting your life on your line to go to a ballot box.
Yeah.
I think it awakened a sense of not only responsibility, which I think is really positive, but also of commitment. I'm one of those people who's always felt that at 18 there should be mandatory public service for everybody, not necessarily the Army, because hopefully we get to a point where we don't really need standing armies in the same way that we do today or think we do today. But that first of all, it's a way of mixing people up and knowing people from other parts of the country, other religions, other races, other backgrounds, other educational opportunities. And it's also a way, I think, that things that you get for nothing you don't value as much as things that you have to pay for on some level. And, you know, I've always felt like there should be, whether it's the Peace Corps or volunteers in service to America or, you know, working in Appalachia or for the CDC or whatever. And it's also a way of finding out job skills that you didn't know you had and grown-up skills. I mean, I just think it would be a great idea. I'm a great fan of service to the country. I just don't think it necessarily has to be in the armed services. But so happy Veterans Day, or appropriately Respectful Veterans Day 2014. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Christine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a situation where I'm involved with a man who is 10 years younger than me.
How old are you?
and I'm 36.
Okay, good. So we don't have to worry about him being on recess from kindergarten or anything like that?
No.
All right.
The issue isn't so much the age difference or the fact that I was once married and I have a little girl who's 7. The issue with the relationship is the fact that his parents are not accepting the fact that we are involved together. They have no interest in meeting me.
Well, how long have you been together?
About 15 months.
Does he live at home?
Yes.
A 26-year-old is still living at home?
Yeah, he's Macedonian. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Does he have a job?
He does. He just recently got a career about 2 years after graduating from college. It took him a while. He's a great guy.
Okay. I mean, I'm willing to buy that. I mean, but at 26, it may be time for him to sort of start his own life and get his own apartment, which will maybe, I mean, because you don't want him going from his mother's house to your house, because if you think she doesn't like you now, if she feels that you're the one who's taking her son away, it's going to make things even dicier. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold, and you can come back and explain to me exactly what your question is. But it would seem to me that part of the issue isn't his mother, it's your boyfriend. And it's not that he's 10 years younger, it's that he's still living at home, and it's giving his mom the notion that she actually has some control over his social life. So have you met his family at all?
Oh, no. No. He waited a year to tell them about me, and the way that he presented it, I think, might have had a bit of a bearing on some of this. He presented it to them as if to say, I know you're not going to be happy about this, but... So, it's the age difference that bothers them. It's also the fact that I've been married before and that I have a little girl.
Well, I mean, they can only dislike you in theory. They haven't met you.
Well, and that's what I keep saying.
What's the question to me?
I guess my question would be, I have many, but I guess I'll keep it simple. My sister is graduating from college this weekend, and there's going to be a big party on my side of the family. He does know my entire immediate family, but to invite him, along with me and my daughter, to meet my entire extended family, to me seems silly when I don't even know his mom and dad. Do you agree?
No, I think one has absolutely nothing to do with the other.
Okay.
That, I mean, I think the issue is not his family. The issue is him. And I think at some point you're going to have to say to him, fish or cut bait. Either, move out of your family's house and run your life or not. But I don't know what you're doing here. But I think it sort of smacks of revenge to say to him, okay, well, I don't meet your family. You can't come to mine. I mean, I think if you want him, they're completely different circumstances. And I can understand you being a bit miffed. But this is, and I don't think you have to invite him to the party, but I don't think that's the reason to invite him for the party. That he needs to decide what he's going to do about this, that either he's going to stay at his mom's house and have his life run by his mom, or he's not. But that's, and I think that at some point, fairly soon, you're going to have to say that to him. But I don't think it has anything to do with inviting him to the party.
All right. I guess I feel funny about it. No, you don't.
You're just angry about it. You're sort of feeling revengeful. You're saying, okay, I don't know your family, but you get to meet mine.
Or more of an embarrassed thing, I guess, to bring him and not know whether or not we have a future together.
Well, but the point is, you've been together for 15 months, and whether he goes to the party or not is not the issue. The issue is, and if you're saying, I don't want the family asking a year from now, gee, where was Alexander? That's fine. I mean, but presumably, I don't know why you introduced him to your family to begin with then.
That's what he said.
Well, Christine, it smacks of revenge. The party makes no difference. If the two of you aren't together, it really doesn't make any difference if you took him to the party or not. If the two of you are together, it really doesn't make any difference if you took him to the party or not. The issue is that he is not committed to the relationship in the same way that you are. And I think that within the next couple of weeks, and I wouldn't wait a whole lot more than that, he has to decide that either he's going to move out of his family's house and he's going to start his own life and he's going to date whom he wants and say to his mom, listen, this is the woman I'm going to marry, or not. But and if he's just viewing you as kind of a temporary walk on the wild side, you need to know that. But this is about putting some some boundaries in place for his behavior, not the party.
Is it unreasonable for me to assume that he can make that type of a long-term commitment decision after 15 months with the age difference in mind? At 36, I'm thinking about the future. I don't know that that's what he's thinking
well,
about.
But then if he's not, then I think you walk away from him. I mean, look, it may have been a great 15 months, but if you're ready to get married and commit and he's ready to date, you guys are not going to be together.
Right. Right.
Christine, you're focusing on the irrelevant and ignoring the important stuff, which is, where are you in this, fella? I mean, Christine, if you knew he was never, ever going to marry you, you wouldn't be any less attentive than he is now, but he was never going to marry you, would you stay or would you go?
No, I would go.
Okay. If you knew he was never going to marry you, how much longer would you stay?
Not long.
I don't know how long not long is.
I picked a year for him to tell his parents. I waited a year and I picked a time.
Oh,
and
but
I,
it still didn't answer the question. If you knew he was never going to marry you, how much longer would you stay?
Days, weeks.
Well, then I think you need to sit with him and say, here's the deal. You know, I was thinking about the party and inviting you, but that's not really the issue. The issue is, I'm ready to get married. We've been together a little over a year. I would like to be married in the next year. Do you want to get married? He will then say, yeah, that's great, or not in the next year, or I can't commit to that. If he says, I can't commit to that, if I were you, I'd say, I think you're great. You know, if you change your mind, let's take some time off. Let's go to neutral corners, because I need to decide whether I'm willing to stay with you in this kind of limbo, knowing that you may never marry me, and you need to figure out whether I'm important enough to marry. But, I mean, you don't focus on the party. The party isn't the issue. The issue is whether this dude is committed to you in the same way you're committed to him. The only way to find out is to ask him. And don't be, I mean, the reason you're not asking him is you're afraid of the answer.
Well, at one point he did say, I can hold my own. So I'm pretty good about saying, all right, we need to figure this out. He did at one point.
No, we don't need to figure it out. You need to know from him whether he plans to marry you or not in the next year. That's it. It's not complicated.
He said, if you're asking me to choose between you and my parents are the ones who gave me life and made
Christine,
me what I am
today. Do not be manipulated into stupidity. Of course, he's never going to marry his mother, and you're never going to be his mother. Christine, you know, I know it's scary, but the issue is very straightforward. It's not the party. It's not choosing between mother and you. It's, do you plan to marry me in the next year? The answer is very simple. It's either yes, no, or maybe. If it's yes, then say, okay, it's time to meet mom. If it's no, then it's time for you to make other plans to leave. If it's maybe, then I think if I were you, I would say, okay, let's go to separate corners and figure out, you know, when we're talking about. Okay, don't get distracted by the irrelevant, and don't let him say the, you know, choose between mother and wife. What would that mean? That's stupid. And you don't have to do that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-993-7569. A special welcome and invitation to any of our veterans. I know I'm heard on a number of Army bases. And I've been on Armed Services Radio, I think, for like 20 years. So, because I'll get a call from somebody who will say, you know, I heard you when I was stationed in whatever. So I've always been thrilled to be able to do that. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Amanda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. How are you today, Amanda?
Okay. I'm good. I have a child, and I've noticed, and I guess I had it pointed out to me the other day by family as well, that I guess I do a lot of the, like, the baby, like, not really, yeah, like, the way I talk to my two-year-old. I talk, like, in a voice that I swore I would never talk to him in.
Like the little tiny baby voice. Yeah.
Well, or, like, whenever he does something, I'm like, oh, wow, oh, like, it's just always, like, so much excitement or whatever, or he'll point something out and say it, and I'm like, oh, that's so good, or, like, he'll say, like, he'll make a loud noise, like, oh, like, for a truck, and I'm like, oh, good job, like, so over-enthusiastic or whatever, and I don't know how to, like, put that
well, in. Well, listen, I'm not sure that we, listen, one of the reasons that whenever some, you know, big old football player or hockey player or somebody wins something, they always go, they always say, hi, Mom. And I think part of the reason is that I think you're allowed to be enthusiastic for your kid. I think you are allowed to be a cheerleader for your child. I'm not sure that I hate that.
But every single moment of every single day?
Well, I mean, you're going to get tired of it, and he'll get tired of it. But and especially if you have other kids. But, you know, I'm not sure it's a terrible idea. You know, that just being having your child feel that he's the most important thing in your universe. Hopefully, are you married as well?
I'm married, and I just have one child. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And,
okay.
And I mean, I also sometimes do the baby talk as well. I don't notice it.
Well, let's talk because I think they're two separate issues, and they're obviously related. And I think there's a third issue here. The first is,
okay,
can you be too enthusiastic with your kid? And I think the answer is, to a certain extent, no. You just want to make sure you don't raise a spoiled brat who thinks that whatever he wants to do is perfectly okay, and whatever he wants to do it is perfectly okay. So you want to raise a child that is well-mannered, and the only way to have a well-mannered child is to have a child that understands boundaries. But within boundaries...
I let him have a temper tantrum at the store a couple of days ago because he wanted a toy, and I told him he couldn't have it. And he just threw himself back, so I moved him, like, to the carpet, and I just stood there, and I let him just have a fit, and a lady walked by, and she said, good for you, because I guess she works there, and she said, you don't know how many parents bring their kid in, and the minute their kid makes a noise, the parents just give the kid whatever because they don't want to cause a scene.
Yeah.
But I'm all about letting my kid. You want to have a tantrum in the middle of the store in front of everybody? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So, and you know, I tell parents it's okay to walk away. It doesn't mean you get in your car and go home. But nobody wants your child at that moment. So you don't have to worry about somebody walking out with your kid. Nobody wants your kid, including you at that moment. So I think that boundaries are fine. But I think within that context of boundaries, for a mom to think that you did a great job, as he gets a little older, and let me just give you this kind of perspective. You know, one of my sort of illustrations to parents about why we're really not taught to parent very well in this society is if your kid comes up to you and says, Mommy, Mommy, do you like my painting? That I would say at least 99, if not 100% out of 100 of parents would say, yeah, it's great. And that's not actually the right answer. The right answer is, what do you think about your painting? Now, a two-year-old may be a little bit young to do that, but the idea being, if the only place a kid can come for a sense of self is to somebody else, in some ways you're not really helping that child to deal with the world. So if your son comes to you and with finger painting and says, Mommy, do you like this? What you could instead of say is, yes, it's beautiful, because if the kid just did a crummy job of it, the kid's going to say, wow, you know, Mom's not really very bright. But so if you say to the kid, well, do you like it? Tell me what it means. Then you're giving the child the attention. You're being positive. You're listening to the child, but you're also teaching the child some self-reliance. So, but within that, I think it's okay to be enthusiastic about your child. But the more you can help your child to evaluate his or her own behavior, the more you've taken a giant leap toward a child being self-reliant as opposed to mommy-based. So that's number one. Number two, the issue of baby talk, I think, is a somewhat different issue. And I think all of us are encouraged when we have small children to go, oh, isn't it cute, such a cutie. But if you can possibly speak English to your child, because that's how children learn English, is the children aren't born with language. They have to acquire it. And the problem is, if you're always talking baby talk with them, guess what they're going to acquire, which is that baby talk language, which is really cute when the kid's very small, but it's not really English. And you don't want your kid to feel stupid as they get a little bit older. And I think a lot of the kids who do very well when they start school are ones that probably have not been taught baby talk. So they understand language better. They speak language better. They probably can spell it better because they've been listening to how it sounds, even though English is not very phonetically obvious. But so I think enthusiasm is okay. I think self-reliance can be, within that context, can also be fostered. Baby talk I'd be a little bit careful about, unless you're playing games. And I think within the context of a game, it's okay. But the third issue, Amanda, is it may be as your child gets, you know, a little more self-reliant, that finding things to do outside the home, or I'm a great fan, especially with stay-at-home moms, of finding things with you and your child to do with other children and other adults, because you're going to be much less prone to baby talk if you're around adults. If you're around kids, if you're around only your son all the time, both of you, and it's not only you and it's only parents. When I'm around people who have I'm around a lot of people for some reason who don't speak English as their primary tongue. And after about an hour, I sound like I'm from the same country they're from. And I'm just kind of an unconscious mimic. And I'm a grown-up, so I should know better. But kids, that's how they learn, is that they mimic things. So the more you speak English to your child, the better vocabulary you use, the more your child will mimic that. And I think being around other adults and other children will help not only you not to talk baby talk, but you not to lose your mind so that you're not thinking baby talk as well. And I think it'll be healthy for both you and your child. But the enthusiasm, I kind of think that that an enthusiastic parent, the world will close doors quickly enough on your child. And you want to make sure that nothing you're going to do is going to make them too vulnerable, more vulnerable than they would ordinarily be. But the idea that mom thinks I'm great is not necessarily a bad thing at all. But again, you want to foster that sense of self-reliance at the same time. So when he says, you know, look, what I just did, instead of saying, well, that's great, say, how do you feel about that? Did you do a good job? And then you can commend him as well. You can say, that's great. But if the bedrock of his sense of self is his own perspective rather than yours, that probably works as well.
And then if I start the baby talk, I just like hear it and then just kind of turn it off.
Well, you can say, hey, but let's talk grown up talk. I mean, you can kind of you can talk yourself out of it. I mean, I think a little bit a little bit occasionally is okay. But again, your child will learn mostly from mimicking you. And you want him to mimic your best English, not your sort of pigeon English, which baby talk is.
Okay, because I'm a stay-at-home mom.
I know.
He also plays a lot by himself.
Well, that's fine. But I think...
Hold on one second. When I'm on the phone, that's when he wants me
That's what every child does, because what they're saying is, you know, I just want to make sure you're there for me, and if you're in the next room, that's fine. But if you're talking with somebody else, that means I don't have your undivided attention, so I'm going to get it. And that's why kids always will have a temper tantrum when you're on the phone. We'll have a temper tantrum if you talk to somebody else, which means that you need to be around, you and your child need to be around other adults and other children. So he has the sense that, again, boundaries, that children learn at some point not to interrupt adults when they're speaking, unless every time the child interrupts, the parent starts talking with the kid again. So remind yourself, Amanda, that's the hardest part about parenting, is we're not only dealing with the here and now, we're dealing with how this behavior is going to translate into the future. So make sure that you're not doing anything now that's going to put him at a disadvantage. What I would refer to as the pacifier school of life. A pacifier seems like a great idea to a parent when a kid's noisy. But when a kid's five and still hasn't given up their passy, then the parent tries to take it away from them. And my point is, if you didn't give it to the kid in the first place, if you were willing to deal with the child and their frustration and whatever better initially, then you wouldn't have to worry about taking something away that you gave them. So you don't want to give your child something that you're going to have to take away at some point. It's not fair to the kid. Let me put you on hold, see if you have any more questions. I'll answer them, and if not, give your kid a hug. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37-7569. I had promised, well, I hadn't promised, but I had sort of mentioned that we had an email that that we wanted to take care of, and we really just ran out of time yesterday, so I thought we'd put it in here just because it seems, you know, vaguely relevant, I suppose, on Veterans Day, because we know that the returning vets have a greater than average incidence of depression. I mean, look, it's a tough job. First of all, it's It's disruption from your life as you knew it. It's away from home. Quite often, people who are serving the armed services are young. And especially when you're talking about a war zone, which we're essentially talking about these days, where it's not like it was during World War One and World War Two, where there was an obvious line of demarcation. It was very clear who the enemy was. It was very clear who your allies were, as opposed to modern warfare, which is much more complicated, where you've got explosive devices and people who appear to be friends and using children sometimes as decoys. And I mean, it's a very different kind of situation than traditional warfare was during World War One and World War Two, and even during Korea. Less so during Vietnam, and then here, you know, we're really talking about a very different kind of warfare and the problems it caused. So let me not talk through the entire segment so we don't have any time to do the email. So, Shane, why don't you lay the email on me?
Sure. So listener says, I am a depressed person, been like this most of my life. I don't think medication works, and I believe I'm being scammed by the drug industry. I also think that humans face different degrees of feelings for certain situations. What might be a sad thing for someone is really depressing for someone else. Sadly, people fail to realize and understand such a simple notion. The listener says, I feel that assisted suicide should be legalized because I feel that any implicit and explicit contact in life must have an opt-out section that allows me to walk away from any bad arrangement this world has decided for me. I am aware that my idea is quite naive, but I can't stop thinking that it should be a reality. Please discuss this, Dr. Brown.
Okay, the first thing I would say is it would be nice to have some more information about you, but my guess is that you're really not looking for suicide as a way out. You're really looking for hope as a way in, because otherwise there would be no reason actually to get in touch with me. And I think, first of all, we have to let me just correct one of the things which I think is not very accurate, and maybe that understanding will help as opposed to make you furious with me, which is either way is okay. That sadness and depression are the difference between a sprain and a break, to a certain extent. Sprains left to their own devices will usually heal if you stay off of them a little bit and do the obvious, you know, a little ice, a little, you know, anti-inflammatory, as opposed to a break, which obviously needs some kind of intervention. Now, somebody's going to say to me with great accuracy, well, there are really bad sprains that may need more intervention than that, and there are hairline fractures which don't necessarily require some intervention. And I would say, don't give me a hard time. You're exactly right, but we're talking about the bigger picture. But sadness, usually you can point to a situation and say, I lost my job, my boyfriend isn't responsive, my mother and I don't get along. Depression tends to not have so much an external source, although there's sometimes a catalyst and there's sometimes a trigger, which are not the same thing. Catalyst speeds up a reaction, trigger causes it. But the idea of depression is, first of all, it goes on for longer, that it's that there is, quite often is not any external source. In fact, the opposite is true, that you feel that it's my problem, that nobody understands me, the world is a bad place, no matter what I do, it doesn't work, as opposed to sadness, which is to say, you know, I'm feeling really unhappy about this. The depression as opposed to sadness tends to have a somatic component to it. And, of course, there is some kind of gray area that overlaps. In terms of assisted suicide, it's in fact, this in New Jersey, I think this week, they're going to take up a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe life-ending drugs to terminally ill patients. And because of Brittany Maynard, the 29-year-old who ended her life a couple weeks ago, with the death with dignity, the problem, as I'm sure you're aware, and I don't think you're naive, I think you're sad, and maybe even depressed. I don't know because I don't have enough information, is that most people don't have a terrible time. Well, I shouldn't say that. The distinction between assisted suicide, when somebody has a terminal illness that is going to waste them away and be painful and there's no cure. In a physical sense, we can understand. When you get to the emotional sense, it's not that I don't disagree with you that psychological pain can be just as debilitating as physical pain, but it's a lot harder to point to on an X-ray. And so it's a lot harder to make people understand. And that's why I do want to make the distinction between sadness and depression. With sadness, you may be able to choose some other way to behave. With depression, there's no choice. You feel that there are no choices, that you're stuck, that it's never going to feel any different than it does today. And that one of the side effects of depression, of real depression, not sadness, but real depression, is suicidal thought. So and the sense that the big pharma is scamming you. Probably not you any more than anybody else, but I would love for you to find a therapist that you felt you could do some work with. And part of it, kiddo, is going to have to be an attitude that says, because I think underneath your clear anger, which I absolutely understand, is really a hope that, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I want to feel that I can be happy. I just don't know how to do it, and nobody's been able to show me the path. Nobody's been able to help me with this. I don't think somebody can do it for you, whether you're talking about medication, whether you're talking about therapy, but I think somebody may be able to help you begin to take baby steps out of this. So you have the sense that this is something that you can do with some help. You're probably talking about a medication. You're probably talking about therapy. You're probably talking about some physical exercise. But I think if instead of viewing everybody as either stupid or venal, that if you sort of felt there is a way out of this, I want to believe it. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't have it, but I want to believe that there's a way out of this. Then I think you're going to begin looking for people and solutions that you're not looking for now. And I'm sure one of the things that and you may very well have experienced given your email, is we hospitalize people sometimes when they're feeling suicidal. Hospitalization is not a cure. It's a holding action. It's a refuge. It's saying, this isn't going to last forever, but for right now, where you don't see a way out, where you don't make very good decisions, we'll keep you safe from yourself, and so we can do these other things to be able to help you to be able to move beyond this. 855, please call me if you can. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.